Hello everyone, today in this audio lecture we are going to discuss elastic collision in two dimension, inelastic collision in one dimension and two dimension. So first of all we will start with the elastic collision in two dimension. When two bodies traveling initially along the same straight line collide without loss of kinetic energy and move along different direction in a plane after collision is known as two dimension collision. Let us consider we have two bodies having mass m1 and m2. The name of the body is A and B. You can see the diagram of elastic collision in two dimension on the page number 2. So in this case two bodies A and B are moving. The velocity of body A is u1 and the velocity of body is u2. After collision the velocity of body A is v1 and the body B is v2. Here in the diagram you can see the angle theta. Theta is known as angle of scattering and phi is known as angle of recoil. As the collision is elastic and we know in elastic collision kinetic energy is conserved. So therefore we can write kinetic energy before collision and the after collision is equal. We will write the formula for two body before collision and after collision. So after writing the formula we'll get m1 v1 square plus m2 v2 square which is equal to m1 u1 square plus m2 u2 square. So this is equation number 2. Now in the same way we'll write for the momentum. As linear momentum is conserved in elastic collision, therefore along x-axis total linear momentum after collision and the before collision will remain same. So here we will divide the velocity v1 and v2 in its component. You can see the diagram on the page number 2. We have divided velocity v1 its component. Along x-axis v1 cos theta component is there. Along y-axis v1 sin theta component is there. Similarly we will divide the v2. Along x-axis v2 cos phi component and along y-axis in the opposite direction v2 sin phi component is there. Now we'll write the formula for linear momentum before collision and after collision along x-axis. So we will get the equation number 3. Similarly we will write for formula for linear momentum along y-axis, that is m1 v1 sin theta minus m2 v2 sin phi is equal to 0. Here in this case minus sign is there because in the diagram you can see v2 sin phi is in the negative y-axis direction. So we have to write it in the negative sign. So from equation 1, 2, 3 and 4 we have to calculate 4 variables v1, v2, theta and phi, which is not possible because here we have only 4 equations and we have to find the 5 variables. So using 4 equations is not possible to find these variables. So we have to measure one variable experimentally, that may be v1, v2 or theta or maybe phi. If we know the one parameter through experiment then we can find the rest of parameter easily. Next we are going to discuss inelastic collision in one dimension. In inelastic collision the kinetic energy is not conserved. There is some loss of kinetic energy but momentum is conserved. So here in this diagram that is given on the page number 5 we have two bodies. First body having mass m1 velocity u1 and the second body having mass m2 velocity u2. After collision the velocity of first body is v1 and the second body is v2. The total momentum before collision is equal to total momentum after collision because in case of inelastic collision momentum is conserved. So we can write m1 u1 plus m2 u2 that is equal to m1 v1 plus m2 v2. This is our equation number 5. If we know masses m1 and m2, initial velocity u1 and u2 and one of the final velocities, so we can calculate the other final velocity using equation number 5. Now next we are going to discuss inelastic collision in two dimension. In two dimension when two body bodies traveling initially along the same straight line collide, involving some loss of kinetic energy, and after collision along different direction in a plane, the collision is said to be inelastic collision in two dimension. Means after collision, the bodies are moving in the different directions, and in that case, kinetic energy is not conserved, means there is loss of kinetic energy. And here we are assuming the system is closed and isolated. So it means the total linear momentum of the system remain constant. We can say the initial momentum is equal to the final momentum. We are referring here the image on the page number 5, and we are equating final momentum along x-axis to the initial momentum along the same axis. So we have to resolve the component into two parts, as we have done in the previous case of elastic collision in two dimensions. Same procedure will follow. We will divide the components, and after that we'll get the equation m1v1 cos theta plus m2v2 cos phi, which is equal to the initial momentum. Same thing will apply along y-axis, because initially the bodies are moving in the straight line, so there is no moment, there is no momentum along y-axis. So because of that, before collision along y-axis, the momentum will zero. So we'll get the equation 0 is equal to m1v1 sin theta minus m2v2 sin phi. So now, after, if you find the value of m1, m2, u1, u2, theta and phi, we can calculate velocities v1 and v2 from the given equation 65 and the 66. So initially we should know the one parameter out of m1, m2, u1, u2, theta and phi, and then we can calculate v1 and v2. So that's all about the work energy and power. Thank you.